Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to another Invest with Clarity podcast with Mark Pearson. Today, we are going right at the throat of many, many heated discussions and a lot of unbelievable misinformation. Today, we're going to talk with Mark about fees. Okay, Mark, where are we going with this? Let's dive right in and kind of let the cat out of the bag.
You want to go right for it, don't you?
I do. I really do, because I'm really excited to hear how you're going to address this. I mean, it's all over the news everywhere. Everybody's talking about how, you got to pay the lowest fees possible. But, I believe, and I know you do, that you get what you pay for. But this is something you've even brought this up, Mark, on previous podcasts. So what are we doing with this?
Well, I think there's a lot of misconceptions around the ideas of fees and paying fees. And I think that the industry and Wall Street makes the analysis that paying fees is a bad thing and that you want to be as cheap as possible. Now, everyone wants to pay as little as possible for the advice they're getting, right? But there is a mentality or an idea out there that the old saying, you get what you pay for, right? And our industry, I don't think, does a good enough job of providing clarity to investors about the value of what they're receiving for what they're paying.
Well, you never go to the discount doctor, right? I mean, you generally don't want to go to a discount surgeon, right? So why is this any different?
Well, I think that when you go to a surgeon, you know what the services are you're getting. And you, frankly, a lot of times aren't paying for it because it's covered by insurance. I think a better analogy would be, you know what you're paying for when you go to a CPA or when you go to an attorney, right? You have a pretty good idea of what it's going to quote unquote cost you or what you're going to have to pay for the services rendered.
Yeah.
And those fees are pretty transparent to you when you go there. In the financial services business, fees are not as transparent and can be very misleading. And I can give you what I would believe to be one of the greatest examples of that out there.
Well, of course, I want to hear that. Yeah, tell me about it, dude.
Of course. So the way a lot of the financial services industry works is you work with a financial advisor and you pay an advisory fee, right? And usually that advisory fee is anywhere between, 0.75% to 1.5% of assets under management. Okay. So when a client goes into an advisor, in their mind, their mentality is, this is what it costs me to work with my financial advisor. And in our industry, I think, Matt, what's going on is a lot of investors are saying, the advisor really isn't providing me any value on my investments. Why don't I just go buy the cheapest investments out there? Right? Because they don't know what they're getting for that advisory fee. Okay. But there's another fee that people don't necessarily pay for that's more opaque. We talked about this on our radio show yesterday. We referred to it as the land of Oz, that investing is in the land of Oz, which means that the wizard is behind the green curtain pulling all these levers with your money, but you have no idea what levers are being pulled and you have no idea how much it costs for him to pull those levers. Right? It's behind the green curtain, i.e. fees within mutual funds, trading fees when you buy and sell things, fees in ETFs, miscellaneous mortality charges in annuities. There are fees behind mutual funds and exchange traded funds that most investors don't realize and don't pay attention to. The only thing that people think about is, I'm paying an advisory fee, and he's making investment recommendations for me, and he's helping me with my financial planning, right? And they try to put a value around that. And I think the industry, I think a lot of financial advisors have a difficult time conveying what the value is that they're providing to their client by providing that advisory fee as well as the investment fee, and that client not even knowing what that investment fee is.
Well, Mark, I think one of the problems is that people have no idea where to even find what those investment fees are.
Agreed. And of course, if you want to read the 5,000-page prospectus, it could tell you that. Would you like? You ever remember? You know, people tuned into this thing. How many of those people do you think are sitting there going, I don't want to read this. This confuses me. I don't understand these investments. Mm-hmm. I understand the S&P 500. Why don't I just go put all my money in the S&P 500? And that's what people do.
Right.
And they go, you know, it's low cost, it's cheap. But at the end of the day, right, the reality is that investors don't really know what they're getting. They don't know what they own. They don't know why they own it. They don't know what they're paying. And therefore, if I buy the S&P 500, at least I know I own the top 500 companies, and that's good enough for me. And that works great for them until they get nervous, worried, or something happens in the economy, something happens in the market, and they become emotional and become what we refer to, and you and I have talked about in the past, a Dalbar statistic, right?
Yep.
They sell at market lows. They buy at market highs.
Okay, let's break this down just a little bit before we get into, you know, a lot of the issues that people have. How does one, if they're not working with somebody like you, and I know that you're going to explain how your fee system is a little bit different, which I hope you're going to do that today. But when it comes to, you know, if you're working with another advisor, how do you get them to tell you exactly what the fees are? Because unfortunately, some advisors don't even know all of the internal fees and charges that are involved, especially when it comes to packaged products.
Agreed, without question. This is why we believe in the power of Nepsis. We believe in the power of clarity. We believe in letting investors see exactly what they're paying for in their investments. So when our clients sign a fee agreement and a fee schedule, they see that fee for everything right there, right on the paper. And there's no hidden costs. There's no hidden agendas or anything else. You see it right there. And the value is that when you have clarity, and you understand exactly what you're paying for, what we're telling our advisors is your job is to be the guide. Your job is to be the leader. Think of it this way. When you go on trips and you have a guide, whether it's you go into the Grand Canyon, you go out to California in the mountains, whatever it may be, right? You take a guide with you, right? And you know how much you paid the guide to take you where you're going. At Nepsis, with our Clarity Roadmap, with our investment process, we teach our advisors to be the guide, to be the true advisor, to help walk side by side with a client in their journey in accomplishing ultimate clarity in their financial plan. We call it the road to ultimate clarity, the road to Nepsis. The journey is led by the guide. The guide is the financial advisor. The financial advisor tells the client, here's what it costs, or here's what you pay for me to be the guide. And on our trip, here's what we are going to do, and here is what you are going to receive for the investment that you are making in me to be your guide. Ultimate transparency, Matt, mm-hmm. in the client working with the advisor. And I believe that certainly we are not McDonald's pricing. We are not the cheapest. We're not Vanguard, Schwab, you know, super cheap ETFs. And a robo-type financial planning process. We are not super high-end. There was a study done by Personal Capital. It's called Hidden Beneath the Surface, What Americans Are Paying in Advisory Fees. And they did a study, and they looked at a bunch of different firms across the board, starting with Ameriprise, UBS, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Edward Jones, Charles Schwab, Vanguard, across the board. And they talked about what the advisory fee is and what the average quote unquote fund fee was and total estimated fee. And fees range anywhere between, let's call it on the low side, 35 to 50 bips, 0.5%, and as high as 3.5%. So in other words, what a client pays for financial advice and investing advice has a huge range between 0.5% and 3.5%. Okay. That's what the numbers show. So if I'm an investor, if I'm a consumer, and I want to work with a financial advisor, right? How much should I pay my financial advisor? Well, the disconnect is, in my opinion, is that it's arbitrary, right? A financial advisor can charge you anywhere in that range. So what the advisor has to do is to convey to the investor, what is the value I'm getting for what I pay? Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of advisors can do that. And that's one of the reasons why I think there's a race to the bottom on fees. Because remember, as I've said before, many financial advisors, they're not money managers, they're wealth managers. So they do a lot of what's called cookie cutter investing. Mm-hmm. One of our advisors went on an appointment today, actually. True, you'll love this. Goes on an appointment to do our stress test. We've talked about our stress test in the past, right? For those who haven't heard about it, it's our proprietary process that digs deep in your portfolio, help you find out where the potential pitfalls are, risks are, so that you can figure out whether or not your investments are doing the best they can. Okay. This portfolio had 6,429 stocks.
All right.
Yep. Largest holding was 1.07. Shockingly, Amazon was the largest holding. Microsoft was the second largest holding at 0.96, and Facebook was number three at 0.83. This is about what 90% of my portfolios I look like that we do the test on look like. They have two of the three names I've just talked about. Whether it's Amazon, Microsoft, JP Morgan, Netflix, Facebook, Google, yada, 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 all those names, right? So interestingly enough, this prospective client said, what do you want to accomplish by doing the stress test? I'm trying to do better than a cookie cutter approach. He knows his portfolio is a cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have flexibility. He doesn't have transparency. He doesn't have the opportunity to take advantage of things when they go on sale. And he knows he's over-diversified. Now, what I always tell clients when they look at how much we charge for our fees, I always give them a very simple answer or a simple response. And here it is. Mr. Prospect or Mrs. Prospect, can you put a value on clarity? Can you put a price on clarity? And everything may be working today until it doesn't work anymore. Would you rather know everything's working along the way, or would you rather find the point and maybe 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road that it doesn't work? Wouldn't you rather find that out now of what the potential risks are in the future? Can you put a price on clarity? And so we generally, frankly, don't get into a lot of discussion about our fees being too high because our fees are kind of middle of the road anyways, in the range of, you know, of that 0.5% to 3.5%. But the client can discern very quickly and very easily the power and the value of what they're receiving for working with us. And we generally don't have any problem with the fees. But a lot of advisors do.
A lot of advisors do. And one of the reasons why is, you know, they're trying to create value out of being asset gatherers or, you know, the cookie cutter people like you're referring to. So what they'll talk about is service. So help me understand what service means in the clarity roadmap versus what you've seen elsewhere within advisors. Yes.
So we have a very specific roadmap clients follow with checkpoints along the way. Remember, your advisor is your guide, right? So in having our guide, he or she is going to take me along the route, right, to help me understand where I'm going and how I'm going to get there. And people understand that and they see it, right? And they see that value because it's a very specific compliance-driven and experience-driven process for the client. And I've not seen any process out there where you have the the combination of the money management with the financial planning process completely entwined together to provide the greatest value possible in helping the investor answer those two important questions we've talked about. Are my investments doing the best I can? And am I on track to have the financial future I want to have? So our conversations with clients, frankly, are less about fees. Unlike a lot of advisors and client conversations about fees, ours are not. Our conversations are around the idea of helping the investor wrap their head around the power of clarity. How powerful is clarity? How much of an advantage is it to me as an investor to know what investments I own and why I own them? I may have mentioned this in a previous podcast. I can't remember, but our head of research, Chuck Etzler, is working on a white paper right now. There was a book put out by Gary Kaminsky. I don't know if you ever remember Gary Kaminsky. Years ago, he was with Neuberger Berman. He's been around for a long time. And he is all about, his philosophy, I think, is all about similar to ours, where you are an active portfolio manager, be in a position to have flexibility to take advantage of opportunities. And he was on CNBC recently, and he made a comment that he had just written a book. And in the book that they wrote, they did a study of investors and said to the investors, if you knew what companies you owned during the financial crisis, would you have stayed the course and not sold those investments in the financial crisis? In other words, stuck to the process. And I can probably get the number wrong, but I'm going to be close. I believe he said 81% of the people who did that survey said they wouldn't have sold. They would have stuck with their investments.
Wow.
Now you tell me that a fee is a price-driven thing versus a value-driven thing. The ability for the guide to explain to the investor not to jump off the cliff, to stay on the path. And you know you're going to stay on the path because you have clarity in understanding all of the elements around you that are affecting you and your ability to accomplish your goals along your journey. That is the power of Nepsis. That is the power of investing with clarity. That is the power of the clarity roadmap and the value our clients say you can't put a value on it. Now, trust is important, right? Trust is the number one reason why people choose a financial advisor, right? Well, if that's the case, Matt, do you really need trust per se if you have ultimate clarity in everything going on in your process?
No, it's a given.
It's a given.
Right.
It's exactly right. So when that happens, then the advisor now has entered a new level of authority and of, let's call it respect slash, what's the word I'm looking for? Investors will view their advisor at a much higher credible. They're going to be far more credible. And that is ultimately what we want to accomplish and do for investors to help them accomplish their investment goals.
Absolutely.
I mean, how do you even respond to that? Right?
I don't know.
I mean, you're trying to shoot. Are you going to shoot me down yet, or what?
You know, this is one where when you told me what we were going to talk about today, I thought I was going to get you on service, but I didn't.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through Nepsis, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor.